You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today we hear a conversation between Kevin Stallo and Mike Morosky. Kevin was Mike's student at Moeller, a Catholic high school in Cincinnati. Years after Kevin graduated, Mike went on to teach at another area Catholic high school that fired him after he wrote a blog post in which he states he supports gay marriage. Kevin brought his former teacher to the StoryCorps booth to talk about that experience.
So I'm a product of Catholic schools. I'm a product of a Catholic family.
And my whole life, kindergarten through two postgraduate degrees, and then the first 13 years of my professional career were in Catholic schools.
I love the model of Catholic schools and the sense of family and togetherness that it brought me. When you go to somewhere like Moeller and they really do teach you those family values, the reason I learned that stuff at Moeller is from teachers like you. You guys encourage love, and you encourage love and acceptance of all people. And I think to be in a situation now that we're at where it's making people choose between what they feel is right and what they need to do to have a job.
Well, the post that got me fired, ironically or appropriately, was entitled Choose Your Battles. The post was not about gay marriage. It was more about the beauty of being able to engage in sort of civil discourse when you disagree vehemently with somebody and come out the other end of it and maybe have both learned a little something. But in there was a sentence then that said, "Furthermore, I unabashedly believe gay people should be allowed to marry." And the line that really got me, "Ethically, morally, and legally, I believe this." About a month later, the principal has a copy of my blog post, and he pushes it across to me. He said, "What's this?" And I said, "That's a blog post I wrote." And he had told me that the superintendent's coming up today, and he's going to give you this ultimatum: publicly recant your statements or resign. I told him, I said, "I want to see in writing why I'm in this position." So he gave me the terms of, he gave me a new option. He said, "Your new option is being terminated." So like if I resigned, I didn't have health care, nothing, benefits till the end of money. And if I got fired, not. And I looked at him, I said, "Well, I'm not, fire me."
When I found out about it, I just remember the amount of shock that I went through and thinking like, here's somebody that educated me and put me in a position to where I can be happy with who I am now. And I get to be in this great spot in my life. And there's somebody that showed me how to work that way. And they're going to be taken away from people where they can't, you know, maybe affect somebody in Catholic schools the same way that I was affected by you. Are they going to have somebody to be that voice for them?
And if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question. You know, when I was at Moeller, it was not uncommon for students to come out to me or to at least say, "I'm having these feelings about my friend and I've been told they're not right and I don't feel good about it." I'm curious, what was it like for you as a teenager?
It's not something that I knew that I could handle at that point. So once I got a little bit more comfortable with myself and where I was going, then I decided, you know what? Screw it. Like, this is what I'm going to do. But nobody, I didn't identify with anything really as much until I saw that post. And that post kind of spurred on a new level of independence for me as far as this is where I need to be in life. And I'm not going to be happy until I can be happy with everybody. And I mean, it took 3 weeks from there to where I knew at that point that this was something that I needed to have that real conversation with my parents about. That post was enough for me to get angry about the Catholic Church and stuff, and enough to kind of spur that on to where it was just kind of like I don't hate them. Mm-hmm. I'm sad for them.
Yeah.
I'm sad that we have to go through this.
And I'm sad that it took that mm-hmm. to get you to that point. I mean, it's obviously a beautiful thing, and hearing you say that just touches me in a way I can't even put words around. It's, you know, it's so cliche, but, you know, nobody had even probably read that blog post. But thanks to the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, now a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that's most meaningful to me is the story you just recounted here about seeing the post and using it as an opportunity to talk to your parents. That one story is, that's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that one person, somebody that I respect and grew up with professionally and personally, it impacted positively. That's good enough for me. Thank you, Kevin. It's been an inspirational talk. You're a good man. I love you.
Thank you. It's always good to actually get to talk about issues that are so close to me and so close to everybody else. And I think it's great that there's dialogue about it.
That was Kevin Stallo interviewing his former teacher, Mike Morosky. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at wyso.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Ashley Appleman.